Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me talk to my guests who are here with me this morning, back for a pretty regular visit, which is great. Liesl Dees is here from the Community Learning Center. Good
always
morning.
Always a pleasure, Scott, and always fun to see what we can find that's a little fun to talk about.
There's always fun things to talk about, right?
Particularly with the kind of classes that we offer.
That's true. That's very true. And also new to KSJE, Margaret West is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, it's Margaret Claire.
I'm so sorry.
My husband is Randy West.
Your husband is Randy West, and I made the assumption.
We do not share the same last name, although we've been married 27 years.
I shouldn't have done that. So thank you for correcting me, and I apologize.
But no problem.
It's great to have you here. And you are an Encore instructor and new to the community, so welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking with you, I know, in just a second, too, about all the things that you are bringing to the Community Learning Center and the Encore program this fall. So welcome. And so, Liesl, let's get started, I guess, by talking about what you have up your sleeve for the Community Learning Center this fall.
Absolutely. I've got kind of two things I want to talk about today, Scott.
Okay. One, you're wearing short sleeves, so there's not a lot of room in your sleeves to have things up. So, yeah. Okay.
So you're getting the humor idea down. Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's coming up.
Okay.
The first thing, our schedule this time is entitled Education on the Move.
Right here, everybody.
And that is because we as an office will be moving at the end of September. So for right now, you come to register at the Community Learning Center on the main campus of San Juan College. But beginning September 30th, we will be at the new 30th Street Educational Center. That is the old Hillcor building, as people know it, up the hill from C. Seniors.
Which is the old ConocoPhillips building,
exactly.
Which is the old Burlington building. But it depends on how long you've been here.
Keep dating yourself,
I know,
Scott.
I really, yeah, exactly.
And so we've got lots of things to get you moving in the schedule.
Nice,
a nice assortment of fitness classes, field trips, things that are on the go. And we can pick up on that and highlight a few classes. But the other thing that I want to talk about, Scott, is about having fun and doing so with the arts, because that's what you do here, of course, and that's why I brought Margaret
me
today, because she's got a couple of great classes. And she and I also share a fun connection that we are both enrolled as students, or have been enrolled for the summer, in San Juan College's big band, the jazz big band that Delbert Anderson does. So Margaret has been the vocalist, and I have been the pianist.
And I believe, like we're sitting here on the Tonight Show, we have a clip.
You do.
We have a clip of the big band. So let's play a little bit of that, because I think for folks who aren't familiar with what the big band does, you just got back from your tour.
That's right. All the way from Cortez to Gallup
the
and stopping in Farmington.
Tour. Yeah. So let's take a listen to the San Juan College Big Band this morning, everyone.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear to survive you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit a club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. Memories, been omitted on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore.
little bit of music from the San Juan College Big Band, just back from their tour of the Four Corners. And two of the members are in my studio this morning, Liesl Dees and Margaret Claire. Good morning again to both of you. And great job, I should say, to both of you.
Thank you. Now, doesn't that look like fun?
It does look like
fun. It was so much fun.
Right? Definitely. And so that was part of a multi-city tour that you were on, and you practiced all summer and had some local concerts as well, correct?
We did. And, Four Corners tour took us from Gallup to Cortez and stopped at Farmington in between.
That counts. Those are two of the Four Corners, so I am counting them. So there you go.
And you can register for that and all of the other San Juan College ensembles, either as regular credit classes, if you're a regular student here at San Juan College, or if you're a dual credit student. And I should point out that that clip had several dual credit students in it.
Those are high school students.
Those are high school students.
College students, as well as adult non-traditional college students as well.
All the way up to age 77 in the band. So we had, I think, 16 to 77.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And you can register for that as a regular credit student or as a community member. You can register through our schedule. And we have options both for people who are under 18, for people who might live outside of New Mexico, or if you live in New Mexico and you're a New Mexico resident, you can either get the regular pricing for tuition, or if you're over 65, you get that special discount of the 65 and older rate through our Encore program.
Which is great. So
That's right.
There you go.
$6.50.
Can't
hard to beat.
No,
absolutely.
Definitely.
And people can register in the Jazz Big Band, there's a jazz combo, a San Juan College Concert Choir, the Concert Band, and the San Juan College Orchestra, or the West African Drumming Ensemble.
Wow.
So,
There's a lot of choices.
And love to make great music. We've got a great music program here at San Juan College and love to have the community involved.
Now,
how much
musical talent does one need to sign up for the big band? Because unlike Margaret, I can't carry a tune unless I have a trumpet with me. But
so what Delvert says for the jazz band is if we have a high interest in it, there may be auditions required.
I see.
For it.
Sure.
But we've got information in here about the jazz band, and you can always get in touch with Delbert and talk to him about your level.
Okay.
Same with the concert band and the orchestra. What Tone says, Tone Fetz, who directs our music program here at San Juan College, what he says is that it's open to all players with a minimum of high school playing ability, regardless of age.
Okay.
So sometimes we'll see even like upper elementary or middle school students, if they have that playing level, playing with the orchestra, which is really cool.
Right.
So making sure that they can play at a level that's going to be okay for the orchestra. And very much a more the merrier kind of approach.
I would think so. Right. And so now's the time to sign up, correct? Because
that's exactly
this is going
right.
to start up soon.
Yep. And so if someone is a regular college student, we want them to get the college credit that they need for that. But if you're not a regular college credit student and you don't need that, or you're not a dual credit student, come see us at the Community Learning Center. We'd love to get you set in an ensemble that is a ton of fun.
There you go. That's true. And so if you're not looking through the continuing education booklet that we have here in front of us, you can go online and see it as well and search for the classes, correct?
That's right. So if you go to sanjuancollege.edu/CLC for Community Learning Center, or you can also find it by going to Encore, sanjuancollege.edu/Encore, you'll find us.
There you go. Okay. And you can check it out. So,
absolutely.
So that's the music part of things, right?
Part
of the music part of it, because there's more.
There is.
But wait, there's more. This is like an infomercial.
Don't say that word.
Sorry, Margaret.
So, in the Encore program, we have a number of music classes, and two of the music classes are ones that Margaret is going to teach, and then she's also teaching a comedy improv class.
Okay.
And it may not be exactly what you think. So, Margaret, you want to tell us about that?
Okay. Enlighten us,
so,
yes.
Well, comedy improv can be very daunting for some people, but it really is not. So the comedy improv class will be a combination of learning about the history of comedy, understanding different forms of comedy, analyzing video of comedians and sketch comedy, and trying to really get a grasp of what makes something funny. Probably everybody has been funny sometime in their life, or somebody has laughed at something they have done.
Unintentionally, but yes.
That's the best kind.
Right,
usually.
Right.
So in this class, really what it is about thinking on your feet and stimulating the imagination. So there are a series of, there'll be a little bit of history of comedy, but there's going to be some participation too. And so that's done through various fun exercises, which I will call really games, because they are games.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just play. And everything changes with the different people that you have in the room at any given time. And it really helps to build that confidence of, no matter what happens, I can handle it. I call it Plan B, because Plan A usually doesn't go according to plan. And so if you always have that sense that I can think on my feet, I can solve this, I can take that and run with it. Okay, so that changed. Well, then I can do this. So it is that idea that you really are developing problem-solving skills and the ability to think on your feet. And it's just really fun, and laughter is really good for people. It just starts those, you know, serotonin. Serotonin and dopamine going, and the happy hormones.
So I would think this could be helpful for a younger person to build confidence and things like that. I mean, do you have some age ranges for this class?
So 18 and older would be on this class.
I have worked with teenagers for the last 3 years in comedy improv. They're a really fun group. And I've worked with elementary school kids. And depending on the grade in elementary, it's more or less successful, because they sometimes get a little worried about how they're perceived. But everybody, every age group may come to it a little differently or a little quicker than another age group. But they all get into it once they kind of lose that shell of, I'm worried. So once you get into it, it's just tons of fun. You're in the moment, you're enjoying the people you're working with, and you're just really having a lot of fun. And you build that confidence. And that's what I always teach through all of my performing arts classes, is confidence.
Right.
That's what we come out, you know. It's not to be, you know, at the Met. It's not to be on SNL. That's great if you're going to do that. But it's really about having fun and building that personal confidence.
So if you're not planning to get into acting or break into the movie business or anything like that, this class can still be helpful. Because you're still learning about yourself, learning, how, again, like you said, how to think on your feet, how to have that plan B, and no matter what life throws at you and messes up your plan A, you've got your plan B ready to go.
Right.
And
right.
you can think on your feet. So that's what this class is for. And so I'm getting a look from Liesl, like she knows what's coming, because I think there's something planned for the show this morning
along these lines.
And so is this a good time to
dive
into this?
Okay.
Okay. This is my plan A going astray, everyone.
Yeah. That was our evil plan B.
Right. Okay.
So we have there are so many games. And what you find is that when you're working in improv, you develop games all the time. Every session we ended up developing new games. So it's just, once the imagination starts going, it really just runs.
Sure.
So this little game is called Translator.
Okay.
And it's for three people, and we have three people.
What a coincidence.
And we need an expert and a translator and an interviewer. So, Scott, I thought maybe you would be the interviewer.
Perfect. Typecasting. Thank you very much.
I'm going to be the expert.
Okay.
And Liesl is going to be my translator.
Aha.
Now, I'm the real guinea pig here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now, what we need to do is decide what my area of expertise is.
Right.
So I'm going to let you do that.
Oh, okay. And it could be anything, correct? Because we are going...
This is improv.
Right. Zoology.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Okay, zoology. I am an expert.
Yes, you are.
On zoology.
Very good. Exactly. And so I'm going to interview you about
just
zoology.
Fire away. You start asking a question.
And Liesl's going to translate.
I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay.
She's going to translate my answer.
I see. You're speaking a different language or just... We'll see. I'm overthinking it. All right. Here we go. So, Margaret, I'd like to know a little bit more about your area of expertise in zoology. Is it more with reptiles or is it mammals? Can you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
Oh,
And Lisa, I don't quite understand. So could you?
Absolutely. That's my role. I'm the translator here. So what Margaret is saying is that humans are really her area of expertise in zoology. And she's really wanted to see humans studied as if they were in cages, you know, kind of like we are here today in the radio studio, and putting us under a microscope. And that's what her expertise is.
How interesting. And I've never heard of that type of zoology before. And so maybe you can help me to understand. Has this been around for a long time, or is it relatively a new field of zoology, the study of humans?
Cinco.
Liesl?
So, Scott, you just don't realize that it has been around for years.
It's
been happening for centuries. And it's actually a little bit related to the witchcraft of the Middle Ages.
Really?
And that's why people were burned at the stake.
It sounded like she got a little upset during that answer. Did I insult her? I hope I didn't.
Well, just in that you're... ignorance of not knowing how common
it's the story of my
really
life
is.
But okay, but thank you. Okay, well, I don't mean I hope I didn't insult you, so thank you. I want to ask you too then about this, since it's been around for so very long. I'm just kind of surprised, because I feel like I'm a very well-read person, yet I haven't ever heard about this. So is it something that is not very well known by the general population, or am I just living under a rock? Lisa, if you could, please.
Scott, you're the nicest rock creature.
I see.
Rock-dwelling creature that Margaret has ever seen. And, you know, she's so sorry that you have been under a rock for so many years, but you're very well preserved for being under a rock.
I see. Okay. Well, that's fair, and I appreciate that. So there you go.
Scott, you play the straight man beautifully.
Well, thank you very much.
Just a sample. We have dozens and dozens of games.
Right.
But that's the kind of us. And well done. Well done, everybody.
Everyone, round of applause for all of us. Yes. All right. Please call my agent.
What we're willing to go on the radio and do for you, Scott.
I appreciate that. Right. But this was, you know, we could have gone any direction.
Any direction.
And we could go any direction from the translator, I suppose, because you two didn't have anything planned
as
to where things were going.
No, we had no plan.
And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
And so it's what fun. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for keeping me at least a little bit on the up and up here. But it's fun.
Margaret has two other classes as well.
Okay.
A music of the movies class and a cabaret class. And
nice.
I would say of the three, you know, whenever I get a new instructor who's just moved to town and has a great expertise, I'm always looking at a variety of classes, and we put a couple of things together and see what we'll make. I really would love to see the music of the movies and the cabaret, or the improv make.
Mm-hmm.
The cabaret may not make this time. And for the improv class, I kind of envision a lot of recently retired gentlemen or ladies whose wives say, honey, you're funny. This would be a blast for you.
Right.
You would just have a good time to show up once a week and do this.
Sure.
So
sign up.
You know,
Sign up.
Put it on the honey-do list.
There you go.
Something like that. And Margaret, you want to talk about the music at the movies?
Yeah, the music at the movies is less participation. It's really a music appreciation, music history class. And we're going to do a lot of viewing of movies, some of the top 25 on the American Film Institute's list. We're going to be listening to a lot of music and understanding how the music is written in order to enhance the drama. We'll be looking at different genres, and then we'll be looking at some of the great film composers, and then we'll do a little playing around ourselves where students will be able to attach music to film, to visuals, and kind of play with how that changes what you perceive when you do that.
Interesting. Sounds like fun too.
I think it sounds like fun.
Right?
Got the theme here. Yeah.
I do. My guest this morning, Liesl Dees, is here from the Samhain College Encore Program and Community Learning Center. Also, Margaret Clare is here, one of the Encore instructors. And we are talking about some of the many classes that are coming up this fall at the Community Learning Center and Encore Program. And Margaret, before we go any further, I'd like to know a little bit more about your background,
sure.
because I don't think I asked you about that as we were getting started here, but you have an extensive background in media and acting, and so let me have you explain that to our audience, please.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty eclectic, and that's mostly by choice, sometimes by happenstance, but my degrees are in music. I have a music education degree with a piano and voice emphasis, and then I have a master's in voice performance. So my degrees are in music. I was really heavy into the operatic track in my earlier years, and then I met my husband, Randy West, and he kind of, as he says, I was slumming in musical theater, so I kind of loosened up my grip and went into musical theater. But I've done a lot of performing. For about 20 years or so, I did exclusively performing, mostly in classical, performance work, musical theater, recital, some recording. And then I got into television a bit through my husband, who was also doing television. So I started doing on-air voiceover. I've done a bunch of voiceover work. And then I started writing for television, commercial television. So writing, performing, television, and live stage has been kind of the strong area. I now come to, I always felt that I needed to have a really good solid foundation before I taught, and so I did. I didn't teach for a while, and over the last 10 years or so, I've been teaching more. I've taught all ages, taught college, 3-year-olds, you know, all the way through high school, and I really love working with every group. But for me, what's so exciting is when someone comes and they're just open to learn something. So I'm not needing a lot of experience in the students, but I do need an open and willing mind and heart. And then we have lots of fun together.
Nice. Very good. And I'm sure you're familiar with a big push of New Mexico of getting into the movie industry,
yes,
and some of our
so
accolades and things like that. And as we mentioned, that these classes aren't necessarily for people who want to get into acting, but if they did want to get into acting,
yes.
I mean, you
yes.
have the background that you can certainly help folks
yes.
understand what folks are looking for and how to
right.
make a stand in a very competitive industry.
Right. I've studied acting as I mean academically as well as done it, you know, on stage for
right.
many years. I'll be performing a little bit this year through a couple things at the Civic Center. I sing with the Jazz Jam, which is just a thrill. I love doing it, and with the jazz band here at Samhain College. So my academic background is quite solid. My experiential background is solid, and I'm really so happy to be able to share it. And I love the creativity of teaching. So that's why some of these classes, this would be the first time I'd be teaching music at the movies, just because it was, you know, an idea, and then I thought, well, people might like this.
Yeah,
and
sure.
so, you know, I'll just keep going on that track until, you know, I gather a little following and they say, hey, that sounds fun. I'm going to join.
Very good. Well, welcome, and that's great. And again, Liesl, this is an example of the great teachers you get for Encore and the Community Learning Center of this talent in our community.
That's exactly right. And so if there are prospective people out there who say, oh, I could teach something, give me a call.
Yeah.
And our information is in our published schedule and on our website.
Very good.
And Margaret just said it, but I want to emphasize it, that when you go down to Studio 116 on Wednesday nights, not only can you see the very colorful KSJE banner reminding you
yes.
of the great jazz that's here.
Afternoons.
But you can hear great artists like Margaret. So she looks a little familiar to our viewing audience. That may be where you've seen her playing with the Jazz Jam on Wednesday, singing with the Jazz Jam.
Very true. And those have been a great, again, live music every Wednesday downtown Farmington. They've got a great following, and the
yep.
crowds are awesome. So
that's exactly right.
Nice to see.
Absolutely.
Nice
we
to
love
see the support of the arts.
Yep, that kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And I want to hit just a couple of other classes in the few minutes that we have left.
I know.
Scott, because
yes.
we want to encourage appreciation of the arts. And one of the ways that we've done that is having a listening for the at the San Juan Symphony, listening beyond the music, appreciating the San Juan Symphony class. It's on page 30. 30 in your follow-along version there, Scott.
Oh, I'm way behind, so I'll get there shortly, but keep talking.
Keep scrolling.
Keep talking, Lisa Lee.
And we created this class because we have had other classes that go out of the area to things like the Santa Fe Opera, and we may have one or two tickets left for that. We've had some changing enrollment and not sure where we are on that. That's coming up in the next week. So if you're interested in the opera, give us a call. But the Listening Beyond the Music isn't until mid-September. We're scheduled to begin on the 19th for that class. And it is learning about things that the symphony is going to be playing and appreciating our own local top talent artists here, our top talent, and the musical artistry that happens in our community. The symphony conductor has been very supportive of that. We have had very enthusiastic classes on that, and so we've had good enrollment, and that's a very positive experience.
Nice. And again, as a board member of the San Juan Symphony, I can say that we've got four subscription concerts in Farmington this season, and so that's exciting for a lot of folks because sometimes we don't always get four, and so it's great to see the support of the local audiences, and we want to get more people to the concerts, so classes like this can give you a little bit of background.
That's exactly right. It's been a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
One other class that's coming up just this week is taught by one of our fellow jazz members. I don't know if she showed up in the back row of the clips, and that's Christy Arrington. She plays trumpet in the jazz big band, and she's an archaeologist by training. She's a retired BLM archaeologist for many years working out of the Durango office, and so she has two classes that she's offering with us, and both of them only have one spot left in them as of Friday afternoon. One is a mining in the San Juans, and that's coming up in August, this week. I think it actually might start tomorrow. And then there's another one in the fall that's a Bears Ears National Monument class. And so both of those are fabulous experiences to explore our region and to get a extremely knowledgeable guide there, giving you background information before the field trip and then heading out into the field.
Right. And we've heard a lot about Bears Ears in the news about the size of the monument and some of the controversies about that. If you want to know what all the talk is about, this is sounds like a great class to learn more about this part of the country.
It is. And I'll just do a plug that sometimes our classes get full, and the Bears Ears is a great example because we have a restriction from the BLM as to how many students can be on a field trip.
Right.
So, in order to be in compliance with their regulations, we have to limit the class. We always keep wait lists for the class. And like with the opera class, it was full. We opened up more spots. We bought more tickets. We worked from the wait list. We really try to accommodate students as best we can. So we encourage people to use our wait list because they really do work.
Right. Well, terrific. And I hope folks will sign up. And again, there's a lot more things coming up this fall. And so we'll have you back.
We'd love to. We've just scratched the surface. And we love doing this kind of thing with you, Scott. It was really fun to see you, keep your composure so well.
Well, I tried. That was my plan B. I don't know what else to do. The door is locked. I'm in a cage. I can't leave. What are you going to do, right, everybody? But it's a lot of fun. And Margaret, great to have you here. Thank you so much. I hope you come back.
I'm so happy to be in Farmington.
And we're looking forward to all the things that you and your husband have planned for the community. I think he's coming on the show next week.
Oh, is he? Oh, boy, get ready.
Tell him.
He's a talker.
What's planned? What to watch out for. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. So that's great. Liesl Dees, again, if folks want more information, they can give you a call.
Absolutely. 505-566-3214 is the number for the Community Learning Center. And you can find information about our classes online at sanjuancollege.edu/CLC. You getting ready to hold up the schedule?
I'm going to hold it up right here, everybody,
time.
So everyone can
right.
see it. And until September 30th, you can come here to the main campus.
That's right.
And then after September 30th, Liesl will be in her new digs, her penthouse office on 30th Street. So there you go, everyone. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's a joy, Scott.
And since we're talking about entertainment, I do want to let our listeners know that we have a couple of tickets that we can give away to the upcoming show at the Farmington Civic Center, as a matter of fact, called Beatles versus Elvis, which is happening this very week, everybody. And so if you would like to win a pair of tickets, I need you to give me a call right now at our studio line, 566-3909. That's 566-390.9. And you'll get a free pair of tickets to go check out that show this week at the Farmington Farmington Civic Center. And I'll be back with much more in just a moment, everyone, on KSJE. The time is 8:40. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.